Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the afternoon session. Susie made me promise to tell how I got into selling, what was it? Hangover remedies, that's what it was. Yeah, so many things I have a hard time remembering everything I've sold. Yeah, Curtis and I have sold just about everything you can think of. I even sold vacuum cleaners one time for a short period of time. I wasn't very good in the impulse stuff, you know. If I had time to explain it, I did pretty good. Did good in real estate, selling signs. The impulse stuff, Curtis was really good at. I mean, like the health spa stuff, he just about had to twist her arm to get him to sign the end of the health spa. But he was really good at signing them up and for those health spa memberships. So everybody has their talent. I was pretty good in real estate because I was able to take my time and get their trust, and that type of sales worked pretty good for me. Signs was kind of in between. Signs, they either wanted them or they didn't want them, and it was mainly being efficient and recognizing a buyer to sell those signs. So we were about equal in selling the signs. And we're very competitive when we're out working together. But anyway, the hangover remedies, I was thinking Curtis was with me, but it was me and Wayne was, and several other guys. We were traveling with, we had a boss at that time that was over us in the encyclopedia sales business. We sold, we had quite a thing going for ourselves. We had these big, they called them broadsides. And a broadside of a set of encyclopedias was about, I don't know, it was about 4 foot long and about 3 foot wide. And we'd roll it out and throw it on the floor. And we had about six different sets of books. And people thought, you know, we were just going to show them maybe some encyclopedias. Well, we'd whip out the encyclopedias. We'd whip out another great big broadside of the Book of Knowledge. Another 20-volume set, another 12-volume set of lands and peoples, another book of science sets, and boy, by the time we got done, we'd ask him. It would fill up this whole floor right here, the pictures we had. And it looked like they were getting the Library of Congress by the time we were done. And we'd say, how much do you think all this is would cost you if you just had to go buy it piece by piece? And they'd say, oh, man, thousands of dollars. Wow. And it was $399.50 for the whole thing. So we were able to take them from, they were guessing it was be $3,000, $4,000, and down to not only $399, but we went down to where the bare bones payments were, and it sounded startlingly cheap. And if they could afford $15 a month or whatever the payment was, they would buy it. It was a great sales pitch we had. And anyway, Wayne and I and several others of us worked under this guy named Ross, and he was one of the number one encyclopedia salesmen in the whole country. And he had an endowment from the Grolier's Encyclopedia Company. And he had to be really on the inside of Grolier's to be able to get where he was. And we were traveling around with him. We were in Billings, and we were doing pretty good. Wayne and I were happy to work there, and we were making a little money. And then one day our boss comes to us, me and Wayne were still in the Mormon church at this time. And we just both gotten off missions not too long ago, and we still had religious air about us. But he comes to us and he says, man, I got something. I really got something for us. I said, what's that? He says, our boss was a notorious drinker. He drank a lot. He says, man, I the other day I had this heck of a hangover. And I went in this bar and this guy says, I got something just for you. And he showed it to me, and it was a package of some stuff. And he said he tore it open, put it in some water, and he drank it. It was some type of hangover remedy. And he says, my hangover disappeared like magic. I mean, it was really something. And I thought, wow, if I can sell this thing, we can make millions. I mean, everybody will buy it. And I thought, well, yeah, I suppose that might be a sellable item if it's as good as you say. And he says, guess what I did? He says, what? He says, I called the manufacturer, and I found out there's three states available here. There's Montana, Idaho, and I think Wyoming or something. And he says, I bought the franchise for all three states. And I got a whole bunch of hangover remedies coming in a day or so. And guess what? You're no longer selling encyclopedias. Now you're going to sell hangover remedies. Oh. We thought, well, okay. If it's as good as you say, it ought to be pretty easy sale. You know, and Wayne and I were never really pious, so it didn't bother us to sell hangover remedies to people that were already drinking. That didn't bother us at all. So we thought, well, what the heck, if we didn't make a fortune selling this stuff. He says, here's what we're going to do. You're going to go around all the bars, and you're going to sell them on this, and we'll stock it. And boy, this is going to sell like hotcakes. And as soon as they need restocking, then we'll just restock. And all we'll have to do is just keep everything stocked. And you guys can have X percentage. I can't remember what that was. But he trusted me and Wayne above all the other salesmen. So he pointed me and Wayne to do this. Because he thought we could get the job done. So Wayne and I took off. We got the whole boxes of this stuff in. And we took off to all the bars all over Montana. And it was a lot harder selling the bars than we thought. You know, our boss thought this would just sell like hotcakes. And some of the guys voiced skepticism. And some of the bars says, well, we'll take it maybe on consignment, but we're not going to buy it. And so Wayne and I had a heck of a time stocking these things. But we went through a lot of work, and we got a bunch of them stocked. And then when we went back, we found out none of them sold. Maybe they sold one every 3 days or something. Boy, we couldn't believe it. And so we were brainstorming, and there's our boss with boxes of this stuff that we had to get rid of. So we were brainstorming about, man, how are we going to get rid of this stuff? I said, I got an idea. They're having a great big fair here in Billings, and Bob Hope is even coming. I mean, the Billings Fair is really a big deal. We could rent a booth there, and we might just sell a whole bunch of them and get some mileage out of the deal, get rid of a bunch of them. So we rented a booth there. Cost a small fortune for the booth because it was really big, one of the biggest fairs in the United States. Like, say, Bob Hope even showed up. And he doesn't show up to just anything. But anyway, so Wayne and I were managing this booth. Hangover remedies. Nobody wanted a hangover remedy. We spent the whole day there and maybe sold like three, you know. We thought, oh, no. Boy, we're going to lose money on this.
Well, were your local neighborhood Mormons? We're going to sell you a hangover remedy.
Yeah, we didn't tell anybody we're Mormons. And the next day, the only mileage we got out of it in the Billings paper says, this fair has everything. It has everything from Bob Hope to hangover remedies. And that was the only real mileage we got out of our experience there. And so we were committed to have this booth for like five more days. And Wayne and I just didn't want to spend our time hanging around there doing nothing. It was really boring when nobody wanted it. So we hired this gal, and we went out and sold encyclopedias to try to make a little extra money. But anyway, after we finished that, our boss just wrote it off as a big loss. It just amazed us how little enthusiasm there was for hangover remedy versus how enthused our boss was. Because according to our boss, when he took this, it just wiped out that hamburger. Wiped out that hangover. I must have a hangover. He wiped out that hangover in seconds, and he was just so enthused. He was so positive that was going to be the greatest seller you could ever imagine. I've come across a number of these things in my life like this, where people have been really enthused about something, and usually it doesn't amount to anything. So you got to be really mental when somebody's saying, "Hey, have I got a deal for you?" When somebody says that to you, well, be aware that I know in my book I say there's nothing too good to be true, but there are some things. If they sound too good to be true, then be suspicious, at least. Check it out. It's possible it can be true, but a lot of sales pitches are not what they seem to be. Okay, we're going to talk